Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena, Panthers and Maple Leafs tonight. A game you will hear here on 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami sports leader. And we've got Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphin, joining us this hour. We can do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. This is just based on what we were talking about. And by the way, Game Day Uncensored, you can hear this Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. Solana and Tobin and Chris Perkins and Omar Kelly. They will get you ready for Miami and New York, 9 a.m. Just happened to see a Dolphin fan tweet this, and I think it's kind of maybe the prevailing opinion right now on Tua. It says, Tua ranks this season passing yards 20th, TDs 18th, turnovers 1st, QBR 28th, oof, salary 6th. The biggest robbery in NFL history. Now, it's a little overdone.
The Kirk Cousins contract exists.
It's a little over. It's a little overdone. But I think that's the prevailing notion right now among many Dolphins fans. Right? And here's the thing. You know, I'm a Tua lover. I've been a bigger supporter, Josh, too, than anyone on the radio. But I can acknowledge what I see with my own eyes. And he's not the guy that I was standing for. Like, he's just not. And he's so diminished in what made him special that I can say, yeah, that's a lot of money to have wrapped up in a guy who's going to hand the ball off to Devon Achane all game long.
I think we talked about this earlier this season. I forget which game it was. But the stat line for Tua was fine. They won. It wasn't bad. Maybe it was the Charger game where he played well, let him down, and obviously Phillips couldn't make the sack on Herbert, and Tua threw the most hilarious interception to end the game on the lateral. But like,
that was great.
When you're getting paid what he's getting paid, the math changes on everything and the way you evaluate his play. Because the first couple of years of him, the stat lines didn't really jump off the page at you, but he would show flashes here and there. He would make throws where you're like, look, it's not going to lead the league in passing at that point in time, but he still played well. That doesn't cut it anymore when you're getting paid $50-plus million. Right. Dollars. Missing that throw to Darren Waller in the end zone doesn't cut it anymore when you're making $50-plus million.
Launching passes up into the end zone into double coverage. And I love, by the way, trying to convert off a turnover and whatever, but just launching a ball up there, like – if you're a $53 million quarterback,
you can't do that.
You can't do that. If you're Brosmer for Minnesota the other day,
all right, you expect it.
I'll give you a little leeway on something like that.
It's the mistakes. He's making too many mistakes. Yeah. Because if Tua right now was just game manager, making smart decisions, not forcing things, but not making mistakes, I think everybody would be fine with how this is kind of playing out here. Because, again, we know he's limited. We understand the situation. He's never going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. But you'd be fine understanding that. Yes, you made a mistake in paying him money, but he can still win you a football game. But that's not how you feel watching this game. And, Hawk, yesterday when you're saying the Dolphins are on a winning streak, but I don't feel like I thought I'd feel after three straight wins to start the game. It's because you're expecting, okay, against the Commanders, some sort of commanding win. Right. And then, okay, you don't do that. You get the bye week. You come out. You're playing the Saints, who have only won two games this season. You're like, okay, now here comes the impressive victory.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you still don't get it. And yeah, you're winning in spite of your quarterback. That's a tough place to be.
Even if he is playing like a game manager, though, like you're paying for a top tier guy. It's better than the alternative of what we're seeing now, but like you're paying top six,
but that's
money.
Done. Like I don't even go back to the contract
for sure. And right I don't have a problem with them extending him at the time. Like this revisionist history, a lot of people are doing. I know some at the time said, "Oh, you could have just franchise tagged him." Okay, try that and see how that would have gone with him, and maybe a possible holdout and things of that nature. You just make it even more messy. You had to extend him when they did. That was the going rate for quarterbacks who were producing at the clip that he was.
Well, I don't think you're right about that.
I don't.
I do.
I don't. You can't do revisionist history on that. He led the league in passing. Any quarterback at that point in time, I mean, Trevor Lawrence got $50-something million.
I mean, that's fine, and I don't want to like necessarily relitigate the entire thing, but the biggest gripe a lot of people had, including myself, Hawk, you know that I've been consistent with this, was that he couldn't stay healthy throughout an entire season. And sure, he was great in 2023, but the season prior he had to miss four games. And guess what? The very next season, he had to miss six games, four in a row because of a concussion. And if that's where your starting place is on your franchise highest paid player, that they're at risk, and it's almost a foregone conclusion they're going to miss four games a season, that's a horrible place to be in as a franchise. So I disagree. I know there were risks of not paying him the money. He probably would have sat out. And by the way, I wouldn't have blamed him. But I think you can use hindsight and say it wasn't the right decision, because he literally missed six games last year and kept you from being in a playoff spot.
But the thing that, and again, I know we're going to relitigate it, but the thing that everybody wanted to see from him was a full season, staying healthy, and production.
And
he did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you still had a record against playoff teams.
But to me, sure. But every quarterback, plenty. Jordan Love got a massive contract. They thrilled with it right now?
Well, he looked pretty good on Thanksgiving, Hawk.
That he did. I had bet against him.
But Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the example. They paid him off that.
Justin Herbert's constantly injured.
But even those guys.
Joe Burrow. Are the Bengals happy with a Joe Burrow contract?
You can't. And look, I don't think Trevor Lawrence is an elite quarterback. But look how good that team is playing. They're winning games. They're 9-4. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they're leading the AFC South.
They won three in a row? Call me when they've won three in a row.
They might have, but
they might have. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, they're leading the AFC South in a division with the Colts and the Texans.
Have you decided, Josh, if you're going to call the Packers Bears game on Sunday, knowing that your wife is about ready to give birth at any moment?
I would say the likelihood of that happening is like,
you're talking about the birth or the call of the game?
Both.
Okay.
The likelihood of me calling that game Sunday is probably like 1.5%.
Because there's no way you can't get into Green Bay, say, flying in on Sunday.
No, that's cutting it way. I wouldn't want to do that to the company. Yeah, that's not
good for
me. That's
a 4 o'clock game?
That's a 4 o'clock game. So I could pull it off.
I mean,
but
you
like,
could fly into Chicago early in the morning, drive to Green Bay. How long's the drive?
2.5 We were going to – so our plan was to fly into Chicago on Saturday. Our whole crew is going to be there. And then we were going to drive road trip Sunday morning at like 8 a.m. and get to Green Bay around 10:30, 11. So that was the original plan. But I can't do that to them. What if something happens and it's Saturday and all of a sudden they're in a scramble?
Well, you could do Sunday, though. Fly in 6 a.m. Chicago, Sunday, drive to Green Bay. I'll be the surrogate for Mara. Mm. So if she does go into labor, I will treat it as if it were my own wife going into labor, and I'll do everything that you would have done.
Well, I know you have a lot of experience in that regard, and
one.
Just well, you were coaching us through yesterday, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes, I was with you lockstep. Whittingham went to sleep on the thread, even though you had to go to the hospital because Mara.
Some friend,
and I was who was with you,
you.
All night.
Uncle Hawk.
All night.
This really bothers me.
Sure.
It's not a thread. You're just in a group chat.
Yeah. I let him do it. That's like a boomer thing that he's doing there.
No, but we have a whole thing. You don't read the thread. That's not fair. You're the one who coined that.
Did I? Well, only because you call it a thread.
No, 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 Jack. You started with the you don't read the thread. You call it a thread. I'm just following along.
No. I would call it a group chat or a group text.
You're like
a Grext.
Sorry for talking over that. That was good. You're like Zuckerberg. Like, this is what Zuckerberg does. Hey, I got a thread with my friends. And all of a sudden, he's starting a new website called Threads. There's a Reddit thread. On Twitter, arguably, you could create a thread. On Facebook, maybe, you can create a thread. You're just in a group chat. If I put you, me, and Jimmy in a chat together, it's not a thread. It's just a group chat.
Yeah, but then I could say, check the thread.
Okay.
Rather than check the history of the group chat.
No, check
just
the chat.
It just seems a little wordy. Seems a little wordy.
Check the Grext.
Yeah. So you're not going to call the Green Bay Chicago game?
Might do it from my house.
Oh. Well, that would be a good...
That's a joke.
Oh. Because that, I mean, you could.
We'll get StreamYard up and running.
No, but couldn't you get a live feed of the game?
I suppose technically, but I might have some... chemistry issues with my broadcast partner.
Who's your broadcast partner on this game?
My partner this week is supposed to be Charles Arbuckle, former UCLA and Colts.
Wow. Yeah. Charles Arbuckle.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, let's do headlines here because Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in this hour, in the next segment. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
From Travis Wingfield. During the Dolphins' three-game winning streak, the run defense, because we've been focusing so much on Devon Achane, the run defense is third in rush EPA, eighth.
The way that we just both made eye contact.
It was just a little nod, a little acknowledgement. He said defense.
I was watching yesterday's show.
Shut up, Jimmy.
I was watching yesterday's show, and you know what popped up under suggested videos? The Sour Queem segment.
Oh, that's a classic.
Eighth in rush success rate, eighth in yards before contact, and the only defense to not allow a rushing touchdown over the last three games. The defense, albeit against not the best competition, I guess the Bills are, though, has been just as good as or better than expected, certainly. All right, Dolphins at Jets, 1 p.m.
It's always a funny device.
Panthers host the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. That's why we're at the Amerit Bank Arena. It's a 7 p.m. puck drop. Jack Studnicka will center the fourth line. He was called up by Charlotte Monday.
Hockey news. Mm-hmm. I see you're wearing a Winter Classic hat.
I am.
And I was going to ask you, I was going to ask Plagans, actually, and Goldie, like, we're in December. The Winter Classic's going to be here before you know it. Is there juice to this? Am I just like, they sent out some press releases today. Like, I guess as we get closer, there will be some real juice to it.
I think there's juice to it, and you can hear it on Sports USA on national radio. You might be able to ask Goldie about what he's potentially doing for that. I'll let him release that information, but I'll be on the broadcast as well. So as far as that goes,
you're going to be ringside, aren't
ringside, yeah. So as far as that goes, there's some juice to it. The Winter Classic always has juice, and you've got the Rangers, you've got the Panthers, the New York versus South Florida. They played in the Eastern Conference Final 2 years ago, but the Rangers are kind of a mess. What are the Panthers going to look
like? But there's so many New Yorkers down here,
right?
So that's going to be like a, so. My question,
and I think people are interested to see how South Florida pulls off
sure.
an outdoor hockey game.
The reason I bring it up is I bought 4 tickets to it and a parking pass, and I didn't know if I should try to resell them or if I should go. I can't decide how I'm going to feel 4 weeks from now when the excitement is building.
When I went to the team store last week to look at gear and decide whether or not I wanted to buy it, you know what I said to myself? How many times are the Florida Panthers going to host a Winter Classic? This could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
True.
You know what? I'm going to get the gear, and I'm going to celebrate it. You might never have an opportunity to watch the Florida Panthers
in a
Winter Classic.
I'm going.
Fantastic. I'll see you there. I'll wave to you from the rink.
Well, a stadium wave with a broadcaster ringside might be the loophole. Mm. That might be the loophole. No, but I like when Jax used to do sideline on, what was it called, before FanDuel, before
Bally,
just Sun Sports. Yeah. They had no presenting sponsor.
Sunshine Network?
Sunshine Network. I used to love flexing a little bit. If I was there with my son or my wife, I would text Jax, like, hey, I'm in row, whatever. And then the sideline guy would come over and dap
nope.
you up.
Nobody walked up to you like, hey, I remember you from Hot Seconds.
not many people. Only when I would run into Jeff Fox, who I competed against on Hot Seconds.
Canes Hoops, they play tonight at Ole Miss. That's a 9 p.m. game. That'll be on AM 560. Anybody want to discuss the biggest play on Monday Night Football last night?
You're talking about Young Wei
Koo.
Young Wei Koo missing the football entirely, kicking the dirt or
Poor
kicking
guy.
The turf. He said that he saw the bottom part of the football or the pigskin. Actually sliding, so he kind of held up a little
bit. He tried to hold up. It seemed, I, again, I'm no kicker. It seemed like he was trying to kick, and just the ground got in the way.
I saw somebody on Twitter post a bet slip of the fourth drive result of just field goal attempt, and it lost because there wasn't actually
correct.
An attempt.
That was not an attempt. You're 100% correct. That's not officially an attempt because he never made contact with the ball. Mm. Wild way to lose.
What an awful
if you are live betting and you're betting that it ends in a field goal or a field goal attempt and that happens, that'll follow him, right, for the rest of his life, the way Dan Orlovsky running out of the end zone has followed him for the rest of his life.
Well, he's already had issues missing big kicks in his career.
I'm saying
for him,
something
this is
that,
like how could it get worse? Maybe the most embarrassing thing I can
do. But I'm just saying, if he's a broadcaster, if he owns a restaurant, like that Dan Orlovsky thing has followed him for his entire career.
Will Mantle, I had texted you yesterday, paid money to go watch that game, and I tweeted yesterday, all I'm thinking about is the fact that Will Mantle and Gisele Espinalis flew up to Boston to go watch the game. And he responded to me, yeah, but I told Gisele at the very least 15 years from now, we can tell people we were at that game. What's the Mount Rushmore of like embarrassing sports moments Ooh. You wish you were at? Because Orlovsky, back of the end zone, 100% is on the Mount Rushmore. Young Wei Koo yesterday might be on the Mount Rushmore. The butt fumble.
Oh,
I wish I was
one.
At the butt fumble game.
And Seiko ball on the head.
So it's funny that there's a much more recent version of the Orlovsky play that nobody ever remembers. Jimmy Garoppolo backed up out of the end zone and then threw a pick six.
Remember, Orlovsky thought that was going to wipe everyone's memory away of him doing that.
Yeah.
And it didn't just...
like Garoppolo, not only did he run out on his own, but obviously the play was dead there, but he continued the play and threw a pick six.
Yeah. Yeah,
but Jimmy G has so much more swag than Dan Orlovsky.
Ah.
Like, he has sex with OnlyFans models. Orlovsky is...
We're talking about Jimmy or Jimmy G?
Both.
All right. Randy Johnson exploding a bird, someone says on the chat.
That was funny.
How about the Marlins one? Was it Josh Johnson who took the window out of the car during warm-up?
A.J. Burnett.
A.J. Burnett, yeah.
How about the one at bat? The I think it was Adam Greenberg.
Oh my God, 100%. I hosted a thing at a temple with Adam Greenberg and David Sampson. It was like Jewish sports stories. It was some temple in Broward County.
They asked me to
come, they asked me to come MC it, and it was with Sampson and Adam Greenberg. What a great call that is.
Didn't the Marlins do like a Jewish Heritage Night featuring Mike Jacobs thinking he was Jewish?
Yes. Well, it was like Jewish Heritage Night, but they had, I think, Mike Jacobs making the announcements for it on the video boards, like for the couple weeks leading up to it. And so then people started asking him about, like, oh, you must be excited. And he's like, I'm not Jewish. But Jacobs, very Jewish name.
There are two things I remember about Mike Jacobs. One, monster dongs. And number two, I don't know how.
Monster. I thought he was going to say monster dong.
That would have been a better joke than what I'm going to say.
A great joke. That's a great joke.
He had.
Leroy Horde texting me. He was at the Canseco ball off the head.
Wow. Game.
That's a great game to be.
Yeah.
That's one. You know what? The Canseco taking the. When it became a home run, right? Because it bounced off his head.
Yep.
Leroy Horde, today, of all days, on Channing Crowder's birthday, Crowder famously lost a tooth on our show. Mm-hmm. On Crowder's birthday today, Leroy Horde, in the first segment of his midday show, lost a molar.
What?
On the show. He caught it.
Excuse me?
What is going on?
It wasn't even a veneer.
It was not. One of his teeth just popped out of his mouth, a molar.
So what's going on, Leroy? You're going through puberty? What's happening?
Tooth fairy?
Unbelievable. Yeah. You still get the tooth fairy in your 50s? Jimmy's like, yeah, you do. I've got that category on my OnlyFans. All right. What were you saying, Josh? You were telling a story.
It wasn't really a story. It was just Mike Jacobs had perfectly spiked hair at all times, despite being in a sport where you always wear a hat and a helmet. Monster dong would have been a lot funnier.
All right. Yeah, you had a good joke there.
That's why I wasn't going to go back to it.
I got you. My bad.
The Heat blew out the Clippers 140-123. Final CP3 game ever against the Miami Heat. The Clippers are just
old. Are you emotional about it?
Very old.
No. How Jovich have?
Didn't play. DNP.
What?
Coach's decision.
Serious?
Must be hurt. Hmm. And when I mean hurt, must be hurting, because I don't think he's getting any PT anytime soon.
Somebody texting in, I was at Disco Demolition. Are you familiar with
that? Yeah, there was a 30 for 30 on it.
Comiskey Park in Chicago.
All right, gentlemen, your weather in South Florida. Oh, and I meant to mention this yesterday. I don't know if you did. It was in my headlines I sent to you. Barry Jackson officially back in control of his Twitter account.
Mike McDaniel welcomed him back at the press conference.
Did he today?
Opened the press conference yesterday
by saying, I'm happy to report. And then he did this whole thing of, I'm not on social media, so I'm getting this secondhand. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm happy to report that Barry Jackson got his Twitter account back.
I love Mike McDaniel and Barry Jackson's relationship in those press conferences, because Barry, remember, he would ask the three-pronged questions,
right?
And Mike would be like, is that the first one or the second one? Uh-huh. It's so good.
Yeah, good dynamic.
They let him go first, and he'll ask eight questions in all but like one phrasing. All right, your weather in South Florida.
Somebody says that tooth got tired of arguing with Dope. I can't take it anymore. I'm out of here. That's funny.
It's only so much Shador Sanders takes. That
oh my God!
Man, you know,
funny.
Against all odds.
Anything else?
Just your weather. It is right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That's sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
All right, Rondae Gadsden is going to join us. Leroy says it was a cap, by the way. He's texting me.
Hmm.
Rondae Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's definitely sticking with California love for Aronde.
Crazy, right?
Because his kid plays for the Chargers, yeah. But feel like it's run its course. But that's all right.
There's also, I would argue there's more songs about California than any other state ever.
Fair.
And he plays the same song every time.
Yeah. The OC theme.
The 90210 theme.
Californication.
There's just a lot of them. Yeah. California Dreamin'.
Danny California.
Regardless. We are at the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. And Josh Appel sitting in with us for a couple hours as Crowder is gallivanting with the Pivot Crew in Orlando on his birthday. And Solana and I will be here along with Tree, our on-site engineer, till 6 o'clock tonight. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve Goldstein in the 5 o'clock hour. You will hear Panthers hockey tonight on this very radio station. On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now is Aronde Gadsden, former receiver for the Dolphins. He was at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday. I got pictures from several people who saw OG.
Didn't go to L.A.?
You didn't go to watch OG the second play this weekend?
Nope. You know, them L.A. trips kind of tough for me, man. 6 hours in the plane. Yeah. You know, I do the same thing every week. I go to the Dolphin game at 1 o'clock. I leave about the beginning of the fourth quarter, get home in front of my TV, just me, and I hunker down with some wings, and I watch the game and try to help Jim Harbaugh coach this old line up.
What do you think of the Dolphins? You were there. They've become this offense that is strictly based, really, on Devon Achane running the ball. Do you have a problem with that? It's working. They've won three in a row, but it's a different idea than what we thought they were when they gave Tua a big contract, and they're I think by necessity saying, hey, this is Devon Achane's team to run the offense, and we'll just kind of watch that happen, and it's working.
Absolutely, I got an issue with that. You know what I mean? Like, only reason, because being a player, you know, and Devon probably, you know, he loves it and probably gonna make every incentive he got, right? But it's gonna, you know, cut his career short. I seen it with, you know, one of our guys, Sony Michel, like when he went to New England, they ran him. And, you know, it's going to be tough to keep a 7-8 year career when they just run everything through you. You know what I mean? He leads the team in rushes, catches, you know, tackles, you know, everything, you know? So it's just tough. I just, you know, listen, maybe he can do it. And kudos to him for what he's done. But, I mean, you know, it's the same thing we did, you know, at the beginning with Tyreek Hill. And the problem is, if something happens to, you know, Tua, you know, Mike McDaniel was sick, now we have to, you know, get somebody else to run everything through the same person, Achane. I just think, you know, we need to get some other people involved. But, you know, hey, listen, for right now, we winning with it. And, you know, if he can win the next four or five games, you know, you next year, take care of itself next year.
But, OG, do you feel like right now what Devon Achane is doing and his talent? I'm with you. I mean, you don't want to run this dude into the ground. But overall, his first three seasons with the Dolphins, to have 1,000 yards through 12 games, he joins a list with Zonk and Ricky. I mean, is he kind of setting himself up to have one of these legendary Dolphins careers? I mean, you played with some of the best to ever put on a Dolphins jersey. Like, is he? Do you look at him with the potential to be, you know, a great here in Miami?
Without a doubt. I think, you know, he's, you know, look at the names you just mentioned, you know, they two are the greats, you know, and but like I said, you know, so this is his third year, be his fourth year. So, you know, year seven, you know, when he could be a decent back, you know, what will happen? And, you know, we think of that as longevity as players, ex-players, because, you know, you want to get to your third contract. You know, he'll get a big second contract, obviously, because of what he's doing. But I just think, just for longevity purposes, we have to have somebody else because, you know, eventually teams are going to key on him, shut him down, and then what we do. Oh, we threw one pass to Washington and mad because Washington didn't catch it. But you hadn't thrown to him in five quarters. You know what I'm saying? Because he been throwing to Devon the whole time. He run it. He catch it. You know what I'm saying? Like we even run, like, if we need a long pass, we'll try Waddle once. And then the next play, we'll run A-10 on the wheel and throw him the 40-yard pass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we got Westbrook, Akina, you know, like, I mean, somebody else can do some of the things. Like, he already catches the bubbles. He catches the screens. He run the ball. Like, you know, just for longevity purposes. I just wish we'd do something else. But, hey, like I said, we winning with it. What else you going to do, you know? Gotta ride the wheels till they fall off. So he's our guy. he's our guy, and that's what we're doing. Hey, sorry, it's a little loud, but I'm actually in Doral at Sports Grill in Doral on 87th. I think it's across from Trump's Golf Course. I'm here with Terry Kirby.
Solana loves Sports Grill. That's love those wings, right?
That's my spot. The wings. Oh, you got those special
We got 25 special grill. We're good to go, man. I'm sitting here with Carlos, the owner, man, and he's making it happen, man. So if y'all in the Doral area, come on down to Sports Grill and have a few wings. Tell them OG sent you.
I've eaten there a couple times, OG. You got the waffle fries with the cheese on the side. I know OG probably got two cheeses on the side.
Yeah, I do got two cheeses on the side. No waffle fries, no regular fries. No waffle fries, regular fries.
All right.
We know Aronde,
when he goes to Arby's, he brings the sandwich home to put his own cheese on the roast beef sandwich, right?
You got to do that. You got to fix it up yourself. Makes it a little better. Everything's better with cheese and bacon on it.
That is true.
OG.
Hey, look, let me say something before we go further. I ran into something by my cousin over the Thanksgiving break on Saturday when I watched the UM Pitt game. He made some Thanksgiving leftover nachos. I don't know what y'all do with y'all leftovers.
Oh, I saw someone do that on social media.
It wasn't bad. Now, the little nacho with the macaroni and cheese and some greens on it was a little tart, but the rest of it was pretty good, man. If you have leftovers, put on nachos, put it in the oven, cheese on top, it ain't a bad thing.
As long as you're bringing up Thanksgiving, I told Crowder and Solana yesterday, you changed my life last week, Aronde. You didn't even know it. Solana and I were marveling that sometimes someone will drop pearls of wisdom and you don't even realize it when you're hearing it. So, you know, the last couple of years, last year I swore off turkey and Lori cooking all day and the traditional Thanksgiving meal. And last year she made steaks and And we enjoyed it. And I was thrilled that we weren't doing the traditional Thanksgiving because I didn't think the payoff was there. This year we happened to be in Tampa, so we were in a restaurant, and I had rigatoni. And delicious. It was delicious. But you, last week on this show, talked about the leftovers. Mm-hmm. And as you were talking about it, I was thinking to myself, you know what? I think I may have forgotten maybe the most important part of the Thanksgiving meal, which is not that instant payoff when you get the turkey and the stuffing and the green bean casserole and the mac and cheese. What did you say last week? You said that night.
Friday.
The night
that
game
night.
Is on. The Black Friday game is on. Saturday, college football. And you're firing up sandwiches. You take some turkey out of the fridge. You put a little mayo on the Hawaiian roll or the dinner roll. Fire up a sandwich. And I got to thinking, that's what I've been missing.
Right. And rigatoni don't heat up as well.
Rigatoni, you don't want that the next day, as good as it is.
I don't want rigatoni on Friday.
I don't want it the next day.
For the Philly Bears game, no rigatoni.
So, exactly. I'm trying to enjoy the Eagles Bears. I can't have a tin of reheated rigatoni. Not when I know Aronde's enjoying turkey and mayo and cheese on a Hawaiian roll.
Oh, and mac cheese on the side with that stuffing with gravy on top of everything? I win.
So
you lose.
I made the announcement on the show yesterday. I am returning next year to a traditional Thanksgiving meal. And I shared that with my wife last night. I talked with her. I said, Lori, we have to have a conversation about Aronde Gadsden. And we sat down and we had a family meeting, and I explained to her what you explained. She totally understood. She happens to enjoy cooking Thanksgiving. She's missed it the last 2 years.
Look at it.
And Aronde, you've changed my life, and I'm back to a traditional Thanksgiving because I want to enjoy the leftovers on Black Friday football like everyone else is.
Right.
So thank you.
Yes, no problem. I'm glad I could be of some assistance to you.
I appreciate it. Appel had a question for you. I didn't mean to jam it.
No, it's okay.
We're going to run out of time, but that was important.
That is way more important than what I'm about to ask. But, OG, I'm curious because Rasul Douglas is going to be fined internally by the Dolphins and his teammates for not returning that interception for a touchdown and getting tackled by an offensive lineman. I'm curious, when you were playing, did you guys have something similar amongst yourselves?
Let me see. Did somebody get a pick that got tackled by somebody? I don't know. I think when Sam and Pat got picks, they usually took them all away.
they weren't in danger of getting caught from behind.
Yeah, because they usually catch them on the run that away. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, the running joke was they'd always tell Brock that I'm about to jump it. And when they jump it, they're usually right. So, I don't think anybody got caught. Not even Zach. The pick Zach did.
but if Zach got caught, he's not going to get fined because he's expected to get caught.
Yeah. You know, remember Zach got, because I think all his picks were like 5 yards. You know,
and he would somersault into the end zone.
So wouldn't really that thing about that. So
there was no like kangaroo court fine system in the locker room or anything like that.
It was a kangaroo court fine thing. But it definitely wasn't because you got caught by a line.
Gotcha.
It was, you know, because you didn't yell at Dave Wannstedt when he walked through the locker room. he'd come in the locker room and go to your locker, and if you didn't say get out, then Tim Bowens would be like, you owe me a case of beer.
He's the judge and jury. Tim Bowen's judge.
Listen, I'm not standing up in the
Bowens. I would not appeal anything.
Whatever you say, Tim.
Tim Bowen. Great.
Right.
Hey, real quick, before we're out of time, OG, and I want you to go back and enjoy your wings and fries there at Sports Grill, but you had texted me, you are not for University of Miami being in the college football playoffs, and you're a Syracuse dad, but go ahead. Why don't the Hurricanes belong? They beat Notre Dame head-to-head.
I know. Unfortunately, I just feel like the two losses just worse because everybody thinks and everybody says the ACC is dumb for the five-team tiebreaker and it's trash. But you're not even in the championship game of the trash ACC. And I just got an issue with that because I think they have a good enough team to win that. I get the UM beat Notre Dame head-to-head game one. I get that. But I just think the two losses to two unranked teams and not being in the ACC championship just weighs too much. Because you got Duke in the championship game with five losses.
Which is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And UM's not in it. Like, you know, would I like to see him in there? Mainly because I absolutely enjoy watching Malachi Toney, who's a Heritage kid, play. I think he might have overtaken Jeremiah Smith as, I don't know, the best college player out there. But as a team, for as good as UM is, for them not to be even in the championship ACC game, I just think it's a blow. It's a blow. Now, are they one of the best 12 teams? Maybe, but it just hurts because they lost the two unranked teams and not even in the chat. Like, Virginia gonna go. Like, if Duke win, do we get an ACC? Like, does
Maybe
UM
not.
Go?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if Duke
Maybe
wins,
not.
Nobody goes from the ACC. That's terrible.
But that's an ACC problem.
Yeah, and that's so convoluted.
Problem.
Like, the tiebreaker at this point should not. It should be the highest ranked team out of the teams that are tied, which would be Miami at that point. And
but
like,
but what Aranda is saying is exactly what the committee is doing, which is they're weighing the losses to those teams more than they're weighing the
right.
wins.
You lost to Louisville and FMU. They lost to UM and Texas. They then Notre Dame lost to UM and Texas A&M. That's two top 10 teams. Like the two teams UM lost.
The only two
not,
good
not
teams
ranked.
They played.
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Not
it just I can't.
I mean, it
get
just
there,
sucks
because
you shouldn't lose to those two teams. Stop playing the game on a Friday night. It's dumb. You know, it's dumb.
I'm with that. Although it does get us off the air early, so I'd actually like more weekday games.
Thursdays,
but
Fridays.
Every time you play those all day games, you don't have issues, man. Just all the time, like. But anyway. You know, like I said, I'd like to see him get in so I can see more Malachi Toney, but
he is
I just
fun
don't
as hell
know.
To watch, man.
Yeah,
all right, Aranda Gadsden. He's at Sports Grill. We love you, OG.
All right, man. Thanks.
There you go. Aranda Gadsden changed my life, changed my family's life when it comes to Thanksgiving forever. 4 o'clock hour is coming up here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagans is going to join us. Appel's probably going to take off. He's welcome to stay if he wants. But
I'll stay.
He does have a pregnant wife at home, but he's going to stay. She can wait. I mean, come on. Thing's not crowning yet. Cheetah Pompano. There's a transition for you.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.